A Ghost in the Machine by Caroline Graham, read by Paul Shelley. Glendower, I can call spirits from the vasty deep. Hotspur, why so can I, or so can any man, but will they come when you do call for them? Henry IV, Part 1, Act 3, Scene 1. Part 1, The War Room. Chapter 1. Mallory Lawson's aunt had been a relative in a million. Throughout his childhood, her large, rambling house and semi-wild garden had afforded unlimited scope for adventurous games during the school holidays. Aunt Carrie seemed to know instinctively when he wanted to be left alone and when he wanted company. She fed him drippingly scrumptious, massively calorific food that would have had his mother fainting with horror. Frequently, when leaving, more money was slipped into his pocket than he would earn in a year washing the family car. Kindest of all, when Mallory was 14, she had encouraged him to smoke one of her special Havana Cohiba cigars to the very end, which made him so violently sick he was never able to touch tobacco again. And now, peacefully in her sleep, during her 89th year, the old lady had died. As perceptive and understanding as ever, she had accomplished this just as her beloved nephew's mental and physical health was at breaking point. He thought then, and for a long time afterwards, that coming into his inheritance when he did saved his sanity, perhaps even his life. The news of his aunt's death broke in the middle of a family argument. Kate, Mallory's wife, was putting all the difficult row-inducing points that anxious parents feel sometimes compelled to put to their children, even when such children are officially adults. This bird.